Does everybody know what time it is?
Tool time!
That's right! Bin for Tools is proud to present Tim the Tool Man Taylor!
Thank you very much. Thank you, Heidi, and welcome to Tool Time. I am, Tim the Tool Man Taylor. And of course, you all know my assistant, Al Borland.
We have a very special show for you today. Tim and I are proud to be building something for my church. Thank you, Heidi. This cabinet will become a place for the piscina.
You got to be very careful with your piscina. They're worth a lot of money, especially the old piscinas. You got to make sure that the piscina fits in there well. The new modern piscinas aren't as nice as the old piscinas, but a piscina is something you always want to be careful with.
You have no idea what a piscina is, do you, Tim?
No.
Well, a piscina is a special basin used in the disposal of baptismal water, leftover wine,
and maybe those anointing oils.
Anointing oils.
Those too. So basically, it's a sink.
Well, it's not an ordinary sink. You see, it has no faucets.
So it's not even as good as a sink.
Well, why don't you take that up with our special guest?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's have a warm Tool Time welcome for the minister of the St. Stephen's Episcopal Church, Heidi, my minister, please, Father Mike Weber.
Father, it's really good to have you on this show, and I wonder how you feel being the first holy man to ever been on Tool Time.
Well, I'm not basking in the glory. I just hope I get out alive.
Well, you don't have much to worry about, since you have an in with the big guy. And I'm not talking about Al.
Well, Father, I was trying to explain to Tim exactly what a piscina is. Would you care to elaborate?
It's a sink. The difference is, it's a sink that's been blessed.
So you need to find a blessed plumber. That's hard.
Well,
Father, forgive me. I'm overcharged. Your trap wasn't stuck at all.
You don't need a plumber, actually, Tim. You see, it's a very simple concept. It's a basin with a pipe that goes directly into the ground so that the sacred fluids go right back into the earth. The piscina is a 1,000-year-old tradition in the church, and it's symbolic of many wondrous miracles.
Thank you, Father.
The most wonderful miracle of all is it's so simple to install, even you can't destroy it.
Well, we'll finish our installation here.
Well, we really appreciate this at St. Stephen's. Al, thank you so much for your
gift. Our pleasure.
We're very excited about receiving it on Sunday.
Well, is there a special prayer you have when a sacred object is destroyed?
Yes, there is. You break it, you buy it.
Session ends with a very special sensation.
Pain?
Inner peace. This exercise is Uncle Wilson's favorite. It's called Shavasana. You lie down in the position of a corpse.
You guys had some of Mom's meatloaf, huh?
I heard that. Hey, Tim.
Hello, Willow.
You ever try yoga?
Nope. No matter what they do to it, it still doesn't taste like ice cream.
Well, I hope. hope you guys enjoyed your first session.
Yeah, I loved it. It's the first time I've ever seen the back of my neck.
Now that you've seen it, wash it. See you guys.
Where are you going?
I'm going to school to sign up to volunteer at the hospice home.
You know, Randy, I think it's great that you're doing it, but working with people who are dying isn't going to be easy.
I know it's not going to be easy for me, but think how tough things are for them.
No, I could have never handled this at your age. This is really cool that you're doing this.
Yeah, this isn't about cool. I mean, the whole concept of hospice is an alternative to the medical establishment, which is nothing but a greedy, doctor-controlled bureaucracy that's death-oriented instead of life-oriented.
I never heat up those rubber gloves either.
So what exactly are you going to be doing at the hospice?
I'll be spending my time with a woman named Elaine. You know, I don't know, we'll play cards, watch videos.
Hey, why don't you take her some of the old Tool Time videos?
The woman has suffered enough.
Hi, I'm here to see Elaine Jenkins.
Oh, you must be Randy. Elaine's still not back from her walk. Have a seat.
Well, I was wondering where I left that. You know, I also misplaced my darn seltzer bottle. I just keep losing all my props.
Wilson?
No, not today. When I volunteer for the children, I am Bubbles the Clown. Oh, Becky, would you like to put these in some water?
Bubbles, I don't have any water.
Well, you do now.
I didn't know you volunteered here at the hospice. Mm-hmm. You know, today is my first day.
Well, it's a wonderful place. I think you're going to get a lot of good stuff out of it.
I don't know. Ever since I got here, I've been a bit nervous. Just don't want to say or do the wrong thing.
You know, Randy, I'm reminded of the book of Sirach, which says a faithful friend is a medicine for life.
So you're saying I should just relax and try and be supportive?
Exactly. And if you want, you can always borrow my size 52 clodhoppers. They're a great icebreaker. Well, hello, ladies. How are you? See you, Randy.
Randy, Lane's back from her walk.
Oh. Hi, I'm Randy Taylor. Are you okay? You want to sit down?
Well, I probably should after that 2-mile power walk, but she's Elaine. I work here.
She's my nurse. I keep telling her to live life and get off her bony butt.
Wow, you power walk?
I also dress myself and cut my own meat.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean
to. I'm having fun with you. Aren't I allowed to have fun?
Oh, yeah, of course. Fun.
Well, Randy, would you like to see this place?
Sure, I'm dying to. I mean, I'd love to.
This is home.
It's very nice.
Thank you.
Is this your family?
Yes, that's my son Stephen and my daughter Nancy. They both asked me to move in with them.
Why didn't you?
Well, one lives in California and one lives in Florida. I hate surfing and old people.
You know, the worst is old people who surf.
Hey, get out of my pipeline already. I'm surfing here.
Well, I am staying here in Detroit until the Lions win a Super Bowl.
They're gonna be here a while.
I'm counting on it. You know, Randy, when the doctors diagnosed me with cancer, they said I only had 6 months to live. That was 3 years ago.
That's fantastic.
Doctors, what do they know?
Tell me about it. They run 400 tests, come up with their expert diagnosis, toss people in the hospital for thousands of dollars a day. Then if they're not sick enough to die, they've got no money left to live.
You seem a little bitter.
Well, I've been reading a lot of articles on the healthcare crisis in this country. It just makes me really mad.
It is so refreshing to meet a young person who has such strong convictions and beliefs.
I've been questioning a lot of things lately.
Yeah.
corruption of the political establishment, lack of ethics in corporate America, hypocrisy of organized religion. You know, there are just so many things in this world that people follow blindly.
Never be a follower. You stick to your guns and don't ever lose your fire.
You sure haven't lost yours?
Well, that's what keeps me going. That, and hiding props from that annoying clown.
Oh, hi. How'd it go at the hospice?
It was unbelievable. Elaine was so full of life. She was an inspiration.
Hey, speaking of inspiration, Al's invited us to his church this Sunday.
They're honoring your father's sink.
It's not a sink. It's an extremely religious basin. It's called a Pasadena.
Look, I don't want to make a big deal out of this, but I'm not going with you guys on Sunday.
Do you have to work at the hospice on Sunday?
No.
Is going to Al's church make you a little uncomfortable?
No. Dad, going to any church makes me uncomfortable. I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I just realized organized religion doesn't make any sense to me.
It doesn't make any sense to anyone, but they still go to church.
Randy, this family's always gone to church together.
I know that, but for a long time I've been questioning why I'm there.
Well, you question all you want, as long as your butt's in that pew.
No, Dad, I just believe people can experience God in different ways.
Does this have anything to do with what happened at the hospice?
Yeah. I mean, being there reminded me how important it is to question things. The answers I've been coming up with don't have anything to do with organized religion.
Well, I think it's great that you're examining your life on a deeper level. Are you sure that you want to abandon everything that you've ever believed in?
Especially your religion.
Dad, I'm not abandoning God. It's just sitting in that church goes against my convictions and beliefs.
Convictions and beliefs? What do they have to do with religion? What makes Randy think he can get away with not going to church?
I don't think he's trying to get away with anything. Randy's wrestling with major philosophical issues. We can't force him to share our beliefs. We're going to have to be open-minded and allow him to find his own.
What if he starts believing in something we don't like? What if he joins a cult that worships chicken parts?
He'll never go hungry.
I don't think this is real funny, Jill.
What is this? I mean, you're not exactly Mr. Religious. I mean, half the time in church you fall asleep.
But I'm in the building, so I get credit.
Is that what this is about?
That's God's plan.
God's plan?
Yes, you go to church, you get credit. You fall asleep, you lose a credit. You understand the sermon, you get extra credit. If you get enough credits, you can bypass hell and upgrade right to heaven.
That's a real spiritual approach.
Look, my parents forced me to go to church, and I'm a better person because of it.
My parents forced me to go to church, and I'm a better person in spite of it.
So either way, it works, huh?
Man, I'm never doing yoga again. Dad, you know a lot about pain. What do you do for back spasms?
I go to church, and I don't ask why.
Jen. One, two, well... You owe me $362,000.
Settle for a stick of gum?
No. Cash or your pants?
I'll owe you. You know, you're one heck of a card player.
That's what they said in Vegas before they kicked me out for counting cards. Luckily, I got a gig driving a truck.
Wait a second. You drove a big rig?
An 18-wheeler. I met my husband at a truck stop in Reno. I divorced him at the next one. You think that's funny?
Yeah. No. Is any of this true?
Some of it. You ever been to Vegas?
Yeah. Went last year. Got a fake ID, hooked up with a showgirl and won 12 grand.
Any of that true?
Not a word.
Come in.
Well, hi-ho.
Well, clowny, you just come right in here.
Well, I think somebody wants to be entertained.
Well, entertain this.
Hey, great news. I have a date for Saturday night.
Oh, yeah? Where are you and your mom going?
No,
at all. My date's name is Gina, and I'm going to be double dating with a good friend.
Hey, Al.
There he is.
All right.
Gina can't wait to meet you. The four of us are going to the Blues Barrel.
Oh, I dig the blues. Ba-da-da-da-da. I was born on a Monday. Ba-da-da-da-da. It sure was a fun day.
Hey, this is working. Now I got the blues.
Wait a minute. You two are double dating?
Why? Don't you think a minister could go out and have some fun?
Not with Al.
Hey, listen, after the blues club, maybe the four of us can go to Mr. Tasty's for some soft serve cones.
All right, you wild man.
That's
I'm
right.
on.
Yeah.
Hey, Gina will love that. She's big.
All right. I'll dig you later.
And have a fun Saturday. Tim, the piscina looks great.
Thanks.
I hope that you and your family come to the dedication.
Yeah, me too. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. Want me to bless the flathead?
Not today. I'm having a little trouble with my 15-year-old son.
Is it serious?
I think so. He's having a little problem with your boss.
The bishop?
The boss?
Springsteen?
His boss.
Oh.
Yeah. He doesn't want to go to church anymore, and I don't know how to make him.
Make him go? I got a teenage son. Can't make a 15-year-old do anything.
So I'm afraid of. And if I don't try, then the kid may...
wind up on the wrong path?
Well, it's like he's been cruising along 275 in a great line, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he gets off an exit, and there he is on Telegraph.
Yeah, potholes, permanent construction.
I used to race on Telegraph.
Oh, man, there were some sporting races. I remember one night some kid took this beautiful Chevelle Supersport, a 67, and he just corkscrewed off a turn, and the idiot wrecked it.
I was there, yeah.
You know, it was a cherry car. I mean, the guy built it. He must have built it. He couldn't handle it. You know,
No, he could handle it. Look, it wasn't a 60, it was a 68, it was a Nova, and the kid did all... Let's talk about Randy for a minute, can we?
Well, tell me a bit about him.
He's a great kid. Mm-hmm. Just he does a lot of stuff now that I would never think of doing. At 15, I was always spending time around garages, you know, every day, except Sunday morning.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. What kind of stuff does he do in his spare time?
Yeah, he volunteers a lot. Last year he worked at a soup kitchen. This year he's volunteering at a hospice house.
That's very admirable.
Yeah.
What kind of stuff do you do in your spare time, Tim?
Well, I work on the hot rod here. I'm going to drop this flat into a 46 Ford convertible.
That's going to cook, man.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, you know. Some people take their spare time and work on their cars and go to church on Sunday. Others take their spare time to help their fellow man and then choose not to go to church.
Are you saying I'm not as good a Christian as my kid?
It's not a contest, Tim.
Well, if it were, who would you give better odds?
Look, I'm not the Lord's bookie. Tim, I'm sure you're familiar with the last words of any typical Episcopalian service.
We're number one!
Well, what I always say is, go in peace to love and serve the Lord. If you think about it, that's what Randy's doing, isn't it?
I never thought of it that way.
So he's in good shape.
Thanks for talking.
Okay, sure, well... See you Sunday.
You bet. Unless I find some other way to do the Lord's work.
Nice try. But I don't think dropping a flathead into a convertible qualifies as the Lord's work. Unless you donate the car to me. See you Sunday.
See you Sunday.
Hey, Becky.
Oh, Randy, hold on a sec. Elaine can't see anybody today.
Well, when should I come back?
Honey, she took a turn for the worse. She doesn't want visitors anymore.
But, I mean, come on, it's me. I'm a gin partner. I gotta win my money back.
I know. Listen, she told me to give you this.
So what did Father Mike say that changed your mind?
Well, he made me understand that even though Randy has a problem with organized religion, his volunteering is his way of going to church. You thought maybe I should be more open-minded.
That's what I said.
I know, but it had more impact coming from a minister who bar hops with Al. Just the man I want to talk to. Randy, hold on a second. I think, I understand how you feel about not going to church.
It's great, Dad.
Is there something wrong?
Elaine didn't want to see me.
Why not?
Doctor said she took a turn for the worse.
Oh, Randy.
You know, it's amazing. It's just like yesterday. She's sitting there laughing, telling me stories, hiding the whoopee cushion from Wilson.
Okay, I know it's not easy. But you knew something like this was going to happen, right?
I thought I did. But I guess I convinced myself that by my spending time with Elaine, it'd make some kind of difference.
Hey, come on, buddy. You made a difference? Sure you did.
You brought a lot of happiness in her life the last couple of days, don't you think?
Yeah, but she's still gonna die. You know, I mean, here I think I have all my beliefs figured out. It's sure not working for me now.
Look, it's not easy for anybody to understand things like sickness and death.
We spent our whole lives trying to figure stuff like this out. I've spent a long time trying to understand why my father died so young.
How'd you ever get through it?
Patience, you know, grieving, a little bit of prayer.
Maybe I should say a prayer for Elaine.
It'd be a good idea.
You know, there's a place where people get together and pray for God's protection.
Dad, I'm not going to church.
I was talking about tool time. This is really cool that you're doing this.
Dad, this isn't about cool. I mean, the whole... sorry. Dad, this is more than cool. Oh, that's not it either. Yeah. This isn't about cool. Dad, this isn't about cool. I can't look at him. Just hold that there. All right.